Good morning to one and all. Praise God. We can say, thank God, it's Friday. We've come through a week of circumstances, challenges, and look, we're still standing. We thank God for this brand new day. This is the Maximum Radio Network, and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. That's who we're with. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. I thank God for waking me up, giving me another opportunity to praise and to glorify His name on a day like today. It's Friday, November the 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2013. It's already halfway, approximately, through the month of November. So what we celebrate as Thanksgiving is quickly approaching, and some of you, and certainly myself, begin to think already of, well, okay, what are we going to do for Thanksgiving? Well, I just pray, God, that we find something meaningful to do. Maybe we entertain some guests over at our homes, or maybe we're the guest at someone's home. However, it's a good time and place to get together with people. So I usually look forward to Thanksgiving simply for that reason. It's just a day of relaxation and getting together with people that you love and care and share life with. Today, our program title is He is the Rock of Ages. Now, we have to be able to wrap our minds around that. I remember several years ago, I was at a place called, it was a state park called Bear Mountain. And as soon as we arrived there, you know, of course, I started to explore. It was a day trip. And I saw this rock. I had never seen a rock as large as that in my life, up close and personal. A rock that I can touch, I can stand on. The first impression I had of that rock was that it must have been there forever. I can't imagine it in motion, moving under ordinary circumstances. It was huge. So there was the rock, and spans, great spans of time followed my perception of it. And this is what is being spoken of in the Word of God in Psalm chapter 62 and verse 6. Here's what it says. He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. This rock that I saw was so huge, I thought that if something were coming at me, I could stand behind that rock and nothing will touch me. I could not be moved. And this is who our Lord is to us. He is the Rock of Ages. So it's to Him that we come today to worship. We want to worship Him, and we want to also be able to, and He certainly invites us to come before Him with praise, with thanksgiving, with our petitions, our requests, our intercessions. So know that you're welcome today. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. And if you may want to think of a praise report, or you may want to bring forward in your mind and spirit the prayer request that's burning for release. And let us join you in agreement over that prayer request. Let's give breath and air to it. Let's stir the atmosphere around the circumstances on behalf of the glory of God. So welcome. Thank you for joining us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you today. We have so much to thank you for. Our list would consume all of our time. We thank you for everything that you have done and everything that you're doing. We thank you for those things that are yet waiting for manifestation before our eyes that you have already done. We're thanking you in advance. We bless your most holy name on this day, on this Friday. You've just brought us through an awesome week where we witnessed your greatness, your goodness, your mercy. We learned of you just a little bit more, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you have watched over us, kept us, and protected us. Your angels are always with us. Goodness and mercy are their names, and favor. And we enjoyed them this week. We enjoyed their ministry to us, and over us, and around us. So we thank you, Lord. Even though the journey be hard, you're with us. You always are. You are our rock. You are our salvation. Therefore, you are our defense. Consequently, we cannot be moved. We cannot be moved because you're our rock. You're there for us. We worship your name today. We worship who you are today. And we thank you. We find hope in you. And if any among us be fading in hope and strength and faith on today, we thank you that our meeting with you today will reinforce, will reestablish, will strengthen our faith, our own strength, and our own stand behind and on the rock, which is Jesus Christ himself. So we thank you today. We come with great joy, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I trust that all of you are in agreement with that prayer. He is the rock of ages. So today you're awesomely favored. I am too. Divinely powered and blessed. Well, on our prayer agenda today, I don't know about you. I would think that given who you are, someone that gets up early in the morning to pray just like he did before the light comes, while it's still dark, I would believe that your heart is stirred and your soul is moved by the disaster in the Philippines and what the people are experiencing there and suffering. For me, it's unimaginable, but it's real, very real for them. It's not just our imaginations, it's real. So I think it would be a good thing for us to lift them up in prayer, their parents that are, have experienced devastating things. They've watched their children die, or lost a spouse or something, and then there's the matter of just moment-to-moment survival for food. They're without supplies. They're without shelter. There's extreme chaos. There's no order. And for them, I am sure some of them must have thought this was the end of the world for them. But we're going to pray right now. We're going to lift them up. We can't be there, but certainly our prayers can be. And we serve a mighty God. Father, we thank you that we can stand and call on behalf of the people your people in the Philippines that have experienced devastating circumstances that have collapsed their world around them. Some may be even shaken in faith as to whether you are God and whether you are a loving God. Well, Father, we ask you today, even as we stand before you, we ask you to strengthen them, help them. We pray for the emergency and rescue workers. You would strengthen them, cause them to be able to do the work of rescue and search and supply without hindrance. We rebuke the work of the adversary to cause or to use this situation for despair for those who are caught in it. We pray for that parent, that mother right now that have lost her children. We pray that you would strengthen her and you would return hope and peace to her. We pray for that father that has lost his children and his wife, that you would return hope. You would keep them in perfect peace from going over the edge in despair. Touch them right now in their innermost being. We pray for the tired, worn out rescue workers. We pray for their team leaders. We pray for the government officials. You give them wisdom and strength and the stamina to stand in the way of further disaster. And Father, every weapon that the enemy has formed, we stand against it. The weapon of diseases, the weapon of shortages, the weapons of loss, continued despair. In Jesus' name, guide the hands of those that you've sent to rescue and to minister to your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you there, Father, that this set of circumstances will be shortened, that help and aid is coming from every direction, and that help and aid is able to get through into the hands of those who need it. We rebuke the spirit of greed. We rebuke the spirit of theft and all those spirits that have gathered around. We send them back to the abyss where they belong. And we do so under your authority in the name of Jesus. And we release your ministering angels numerously in number to come to surround the people, beginning with the children. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're there. You're there with them. And you're visiting and watching and overseeing them because you're the rock, you're their defense. And we thank you that they shall not be moved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Okay. My heart is really touched by that situation. And we don't have to feel helpless. We're doing certainly what we can. If God moves upon your heart to send a contribution, just be careful that you're doing it through a reputable agency. Because these kinds of events attract all kinds of dark spirits. that are involved in theft and all kinds of dark things. So just be careful. But certainly all of us can pray and support them because they need this on a day-to-day basis. Every day they must sometimes feel they just want to give up and die. But God is sending help. Does anyone have a praise report or a prayer request that you'd like to share with us and so that we can agree with you right now while the throne is available to us, the throne of grace from which His mercy and love comes towards us? There's something you'd like to pray for, just voice it. Your line is open. We will pray immediately about it. If there's a praise report, well, our hearts will be joyous with you on that. Anyone, praise report, prayer request, your line is open. In the name of Jesus. Well, I have a praise report, and my family does, and my wife who's on, she certainly does. I believe my sister is on, and we're thanking God for His oversight and excuse me, His healing process, in which our brother Michael is in. We're getting good reports on his progress towards a complete recovery and healing, and that's because of the rock Amen. Of ages. That's because of
Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we are extremely grateful to God because it's just amazing that He can use the spirits and hands of individuals to touch us in a healing way, in a recovering way, in a way that restores us to health. So that's the process that He is in, and I'm sure that He is thankful and grateful, and everything is going fine, as the medical community would expect, and but we know who is behind all of that. He is the Rock of Ages. So we thank God.
Hallelujah.
We praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, for who you are, and we thank you for being with us, showing yourself strong on our behalf. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know of someone that is ill, while we're on that note, you may want to request prayer for them at this time. You may want to mention their names and send God's healing touch in their direction. I think it would be a good thing because we're here to stand in the gap for those who are unable for whatever reason to reach Him or have set themselves outside of His grace and mercy. We want to intercede for them. So if you know someone that's ill, just mention them right now. Come on in. We are hearing you. Okay, we're hearing someone, but we're not able to discern with any clarity what you're saying. Okay, I'm giving you a few more seconds to clear up the sound on your end. You may want to adjust your the position of your phone so that we can hear you You're on a live broadcast, and we would love to hear you clearly. Are you still there? Are you still there? Your line is open. We are entertaining your request. What is it you would like us to pray about? Okay, I guess that individual may not be able to get a clear connection of some kind. Is there anyone else that would like to pray? Go ahead. I hear you coming in. Speak. Hello? Okay. All right. Is there anyone else with a prayer request? Hello?
Something wrong with you.
Okay. A prayer request or a praise report. We're entertaining that right about now. We're listening. Okay. All right. Those opportunities are good, and however, they don't remain if you don't take advantage of them. We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray right now for a situation that will affect every one of us, and that's the situation that is going on right now in the government as it relates to the healthcare issues, and in particular that which is named and called affordable healthcare. And I'm sure you're hearing all that is occurring around that. And often I wonder, why doesn't someone say, let us have a day of prayer around the nation for the issues that we're feeling? It just escapes me why that is something that doesn't even come up as a thought, that leaders would begin to take up the leadership and say, look, you know, we're having some difficulty. Why don't we just establish or pronounce a day of prayer for the situation? And that would be admitting that we need help, and we do. But we have to humble ourselves in order to get God's help. That's how that works. We ask. He says, ask of me. He told that to his son. If his son has to ask, what about you and me and the rest of us? Well, let us ask right now on behalf of the entire nation, beginning at the top, from the president all the way down to the person that is right now without any health care. They have serious health issues, but they cannot get intervention or treatment. Imagine that. Put yourself in that place. Now we need God's mercy and God's help. Father, we come to you today, and we come and we stand before you, and we want to be covered by the righteousness of Christ. We want to be able to stand in your presence of the most holy God. We know that we need at all times your forgiveness, which you promised to give to us. We also know that we need your cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we want to be sure that our iniquities and our transgressions are not standing in the way of our communicating with you. So we thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ. And he has a loving heart. And we want to entertain that heart in ourselves as well as we think of all of those that need help in our nation. They need basic services for survival, for well-being, but are unable to get those because of the system and the way it's constructed. Now, Father, we ask you to help our leaders. Give them wisdom. Allow them to see and have insight into what they must do, the leadership they must provide, the sensitivity and compassion that they must have in order to lead and to lead people to a better place, a place where they can have hope, a place where they can have the services they need. We pray that we would be seen as a society of compassion and care for those that are not only advantaged, but those that are disadvantaged. We pray that this day would be a day of clarity and understanding and resolution of the issues that confront our nation, and that we would be humble. We would humbly bow ourselves before your great throne, your great power, so that that power can flow to us, to enable us to stand upon the rock, which is Jesus Christ. And we thank you right now. Father, we pray for those that are without food and shelter as well, that are not getting what they need. And we're talking about needs. Father, we pray that you would move on behalf of those that are weak because they don't have the status, the power, the earthly status, the worldly status in order to provide for themselves what they need. We pray right now, because you are our defense, that you would defend them even on this day, Friday the 15th of November, in the name of Jesus, that resolution would come, that they would find peace, confidence, hope in you, because you're all that we need. We thank you right now in the name of the Mighty One of Israel, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, that the victory is ours. You said, he that overcomes, we are overcoming in the name of Jesus. We are overcomers by Christ Jesus. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone in our listening audience at this point that have heard that prayer, embrace it for yourself. He shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. That's our scripture from yesterday. Paul said, but my God shall supply all your needs. And we do have them. However, we have a supplier as well. And that's God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes,
you don't just have need. There's a supplier as well. There's a supplier. And he's waiting, available and able to meet our needs, all of them. So we thank you, Father, for meeting our needs. Thank you for being there consistently, the rock of ages, unmovable. Therefore, we're unmovable. in the name of Jesus, we shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Praise his name. Any prayer requests, or have you been stirred? Any prayer requests the Holy Spirit is wanting us to ask? Is there a praise report or a prayer request? The Father said, ask of me. And we are taught not to ask, but to be self-dependent. Depend on ourselves. Well, that's not quite accurate in God's economy. In his economy, he wants you and I to ask. Because there's nothing that we brought into the world with us that we can provide for ourselves. Imagine that, nothing. Let's ask him. Let's ask him. Even now, we have that opportunity. Let's ask him. Yes. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord thy God is with thee. That's the word. Be bold. Be strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's some circumstances that you're aware of that needs the sunlight of heaven shining in on it.
Thank you.
Bring it from out of the shadows. Hallelujah. Let the light of heaven land on it.
Yes, oh God.
Name of Jesus. The name of Jesus.
Yes, oh
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to lead us in prayer for Rosemary. She's on my heart, and she's someone that we've been praying for some time. And the last report I received, I believe it was on yesterday or so, that she's struggling with her respiratory system in terms of breathing. And we are going to send God's word. We are going to introduce his hand upon her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you know right now Rosemary's condition. Father, we are opening the doors of grace and mercy for her. We send your healing hand to touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Restoring to her health, functioning of her body, faith and hope in her spirit in the name of Jesus. Bless her on this day.
Yes, oh God.
Give her her daily bread in the name of Jesus. Give her breath that she needs so badly so that she can praise you, call on you. We stir the atmosphere in her room right now. That the light comes, lights up her spirit, her body, in the name of Jesus, even now.
Hallelujah.
Stand in the gap for her. We ask for grace and mercy, healing.
You are, oh God. Yes, oh God. I am a robot. Build that house for you, oh God.
name of Jesus.
Yes, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
For a testimony of your power to deliver, to restore, to heal, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, yes.
Father, we want that to apply to every person that we've been praying for.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, in the name of Jesus. Every person that we've mentioned their names, that on this day, healing continues.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Wholeness returns.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for strengthening our faith. Thank you for renewing our trust in you in the name of Jesus, that you are in fact our defense, and we shall not be moved. Well, we're at the end of a prayer week, and we're looking to the weekend. We trust that you will be able to go out and be with the saints and join in worship. Go with joy and peace and bring a heart that's filled with gratitude to worship our King. And may God bless you richly as you do so on this weekend and keep you powerfully in the way while he's with you. We're looking forward to seeing you next week. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Come on, God bless everyone. Amen.
I bless everyone. Everyone have a blessed week. In the name of Jesus.
I bless everyone on the line.
Mm-hmm.